Good afternoon. You're listening to the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK Community Radio. I'm Penelope Mathis, and I'll be your host for today's episode of AZYUP's podcast. I'm excited to introduce my guest, Megan Shapiro, to talk about Carbondale's local fashion show, Green is the New Black. This year is the 15th annual fashion show. The fashion show takes place in March, but planning is already underway. Thanks so much for being here today, Megan.
Thanks for having me, Penelope.
Can you start off by telling me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I moved to Carbondale in 2014. I live here with my husband and my two daughters. And I started dancing at a really young age, really stuck with it, pursued it in college and afterwards. And so dance and performing arts has been a huge part of my life forever.
Yeah, I understand that you used to be the dance director for the fashion show. What was that like?
That's right. So I first danced in the show in 2016, and at that time, Deborah Colley was the director of dance and choreography. And then when she went on sabbatical in 2019, I stepped into her role. And being the director of dance and choreography was awesome. I loved it. We'll still be doing a lot of that same work this coming year. We're restructuring things a little bit with who's coming in. But it was great. I got to work closely with the dance cast. I got to overlap towards the end with the full cast, which was always really exciting to see all the pieces coming together. I got to work, super closely with Laura Stover on projections and Amy Kimberly. It was great. I loved it.
Yeah. What is the theme of this year's fashion show?
So this year's fashion show theme is Step Right Up. So it is a carnival theme with all the, nostalgic and sort of cliche, stereotypical things you would expect from a carnival experience. But we will also be looking at sort of the symbolic layer of a carnival, that idea that the world is off kilter when you're there, to mirror some things that might be happening in our actual world right now. Leaning into sort of the world of misfits. We're still playing a lot. We are really at the beginning. We're excited about our theme, but we are still in the process of fully forming it.
Yeah. And the fashion show is called Green is the New Black. And so what's the importance of using upcycled materials?
Yeah, so the fashion show got the sort of subtitle of Green is the New Black. I don't know when. It's been around for a while. And that was really a way to communicate that the show is very much about sustainability. So that is true in all areas of the show. Whenever possible, we're using sustainable materials. So we're requesting that designers use sustainable materials, whether it is reusing material, using unconventional material. We've had people using trash. Any number of things has happened from the designer side of things. I'm not a designer. I'm always so blown away by what they do. But it also carries over into other areas when we're building sets, when costuming is happening. So Laura Stover works really hard on set design and on costuming the dancers. And she is extremely mindful and really inspired by the opportunity to upcycle and use sustainable materials for all of those things.
Yeah. And you just took on a new role in the fashion show. So what inspired you to take over?
Well, I would say I don't know if I was inspired to take over so much as it was an opportunity that some people needed to step into, and I was available and willing. So with Amy Kimberly stepping down this year out of her directing role, and also Laura Stover is taking the year off from her role. So myself and also Emily Pfeiffer, who has also been involved in the show since 2016, She has been dancing in the show, choreographing for the show, and she's been my assistant director of dance and choreography. So she and I are stepping in for 2026 as co-directors this year to fill those very special shoes that are being walked away from, so to speak.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the AZYAP podcast. I'm your host, Penelope Mathis, and today I'm talking with Megan Shapiro about Carbondale's 15th annual Green is the New Black fashion show. And what are your plans for the fashion show in the future? What are you changing?
That's a really good question, and it's a question we are all holding at the center as we begin our process of creating and mapping out what this year's show will include. I think, you know, there's, you know, so much about the Carbondale Arts Fashion Show that need not be changed. So it is an extremely special production. It's really unlike anything that I've ever encountered anywhere else. The sort of confluence of all these different art forms, all these different creative minds coming together into one performing space is really unparalleled. And so we will always continue to make sure that that is centered in the creative process and the planning. What are we going to change? Well, I will say this. We are excited to find the places where our Emily's and my sort of individual visions, and of course we both come from this movement background, performing arts background, we feel confident that during process, during storyboarding, during all the amazing collaborations that we get to have, that there will be these moments where we have sparks of ideas unique to us, to our creative lens, and that they will be little catalysts for things to shift I don't know, just be a little more exciting and new because they're coming from new people.
What themes and concepts would you love to see in later shows?
Well, the list of themes and concepts that don't get used is long. So you're making me realize we probably should have cataloged all of them. Maybe we have. I bet Amy has. I bet there's a list somewhere. So I think that with theme, there are a lot of amazing ideas. And then what happens in the room is trying to find the concepts and the thematic concepts that are really relevant. So they bring up relevant issues, questions, relatable experiences, but are also rooted in some kind of, how do I want to say it? I guess I think it's also an opportunity for escape. So I think striking that balance is something that Amy has been amazing at, and that we want to continue to try to like really hold, and she's incredibly helpful with that. But so, you know, there's always a political element to consider when you're throwing themes around. There's always cultural elements. There's sustainability. There's social movements, political movements. There's always so much to choose from. But then I think it's about looking at that and asking, like, what is important? What should be centered in conversation in a performing arts space, but also provides a really exciting night that allows people to also take a little bit of a break from the chaos and the stress and the heaviness that can be our world.
Yeah, for sure. And about that performing art space, what are some of your favorite memories from the past fashion shows?
Well, So, okay. A huge favorite is from, what year would that have been? 2022? When we did, hold on. Might have been 2023. Yes, 2023 was our first show after COVID, where we recreated the show that we had created in 2020, and we were in the middle of a tech rehearsal when we had to shut down. So we shut down on a Wednesday night before opening on a Thursday night in 2020. So the same show we did in 2023, but years later. And so we got to breathe some fresh life into it. So my favorite from that show is Jack and the Beanstalk. So you have this incredible meeting of the creative minds where you've got Laura Stover working collaboratively with different people in the community to create like unbelievable projections. You have Carrie Vickers from Sopra Stores performing this incredible solo on the rope. I got to create the soundscape to go along with it. And I think the three pieces came together in a really powerful, powerful piece. Let's see. Another favorite is probably the Tin Man, because we brought in the live drumming and that just was really fresh and exciting. It was a crowd favorite for sure. Those are two favorites.
Well, how do you plan to strengthen the show's ties to the local communities, small businesses, small designers?
Ooh. So, okay, well, here I am stepping into this new creative role and I am excited about it. And then you're bringing up what is so true, which is there's a lot more to this new role that Emily and I are stepping into outside of the creative realm. And that question speaks to one of those. I think that, you know, tying and connecting with the community, the creative community, the business community is so, it's a very important tenet of this show, because it's also a very important, very centered piece of what Carbondale Arts does. And luckily, Emily and I are not alone, and we get to rely on the wonderful staff of Carbondale Arts to help us with making all of those connections. So there's designer outreach, there's, you know, reaching out to businesses for sponsorship, ensuring that the audience is really full of people who have roots in this community. Creative roots, business roots, professional roots, personal roots. I think that those ties inevitably branch out into making those wider connections. And hopefully, you know, every year new people are exposed to the show and are inspired to either apply as a designer or sponsor as a business or tell somebody else to sponsor or apply to be a designer. And so I feel like because we are just such a strong community that the opportunities for those connections are just so built in.
Yeah. What advice do you have for young people trying to get into fashion or dance?
Well, I can speak to the dance piece pretty well. I'll start with the fashion because I can't speak to that quite as well. I will say I am not a fashion designer. I took 4-H sewing, and I'm pretty sure everyone felt sorry for me when I was in the fifth grade trying to sew things. But, you know, the fashion piece of this is miraculous because so many people are inspired. And then as a result, Amy started the kids fashion show, which now is I think produced by Soul Theater. And so it's incredible to see that these kids, they either know that the Carbondale Arts Fashion Show has happened and they've heard about it, or they've maybe been in the audience if they were allowed to attend, and they're inspired. And then they go out there and they are making their own work and they're bringing it into the kids' fashion show. And that's incredible. And my own kids, I've watched too, just have so much more freedom, creative freedom in their own like bodies and minds around making accessories, making outfits, getting ready to go to First Friday. There's just something about this town that, and Penelope, you are quite a young designer. I just want to point out, like, I think that there's something about this community and this town that creates that expressive freedom. And I think that this is an incredible place for kids to explore. And I think fashion and expressing yourself through fabrics, accessories, whatever, is just so accessible and available here. And so what I would say is, if you're interested in fashion, I would just, the same thing I would say about any art form is, I would just open up your eyes and I would ask yourself, like, what do I like? Why do I like it? And be brave and break some rules and take risks and try not to be too attached to the results and play. Because at the end of the day, that's really what creating is. It's just play. You play and you play and you play, and then you edit a little bit, and then you play and then you edit some more, and you maybe get some opinions from somebody who you trust, who supports you, and then you put it out there and you see what happens. For the dance piece, which I can speak to more directly if you want me to.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of kids try out dance and they stick with it or they don't. For me, I stuck with it. I loved it. It was a really safe space for me growing up. And I think that it can be extremely competitive. And so sort of same advice, like, figure out why you like it. Notice where you shine within it. And guaranteed, there is a style of dance, there is a community of dancers somewhere that you are going to find that is going to feel right for you, that you're going to excel in, that you're going to feel supported within. Expressing yourself through movement, being in motion creatively is incredible. It is a huge release. It is an opportunity. I just encourage anybody who wants to dance and move to not hold back. And if you find yourself in classes or settings that don't feel right, that feel restrictive or too hard, or just aren't your, the personalities aren't jiving, don't give up. Try something else until you find that space that works for you.
Yeah. And why do you think it's important to have art in our community?
Well, I think if we didn't have art in Carbondale, we would all move away. Because we all are either artists and or drawn to experiencing the art of others. So why is it important? I mean, it's important on a personal level because I think it's how we navigate things, whether we're dancers or designers or ceramicists or musicians or chefs or, and all of those on the range, you know, ranging from amateur, quiet, nobody knows I'm actually a pastry chef, but I am. I mean, I'm not speaking for myself, but like your little private, quiet, you know, kitchen moment is just as creative as somebody who is, you know, directing a show at the Wheeler. So we all need those creative spaces to get messy, make mistakes, explore, discover, like and dislike things that, you know, are coming out of us. I think it's therapeutic. I think it's so healthy. I think it's so important. And my best guess is that everybody is being creative, whether they realize it or not, at some point during their week. And then, of course, we need it as a community because the world is weird and hard sometimes, often. It's a tricky time. I feel like that's always a tricky time, but of course, this is one of the trickiest times I've ever lived through in my lifetime from like a political, social perspective. And art is a way to make sense of things. It's a way to explain things to yourself and to others. It's a way to escape from things. It's a way to make things more beautiful or more raw, easier to digest. So, you know, we need it. Human beings need it.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you like to share with our listeners?
Well, I guess thank you for listening to me go on and on about all of these things. I feel immensely grateful. Emily Pfeiffer and I feel immensely grateful to Carbondale Arts and to Amy Kimberly, Laura Stover, Deborah Colley for trusting us with this project this year. We're excited to do it, and we hope to, you know, we care so much about the integrity of the work, and we hope to do everybody proud. We have to pinch ourselves a lot that we get to make work on this scale in such a cool community. I think if anybody wants to learn anything more about the show, opportunities to be involved in the show, they can go to the Carbondale Arts website.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time that we have for today. So, Megan, thank you so much for joining me today on the show. And thank you to everyone who's listening. Hope you have a great day.